This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. The bustling market streets of Niger's capital of Niamey were heavily filled with people and uncertainty Saturday. Small business owners feared that the coup that overthrew their president 3 days earlier could halt financial flows into the West African country. Abdul Karim Mahama says that merchants were particularly concerned about the financial barriers because in their experience, when there's a coup d'etat in the country, the financial institutions either refuse to help or they compromise little on the way to help the people in the country financially. The European Union and France have already cut off financial support to Niger, and the United States has threatened to do the same after military leaders this week announced they had overthrown the democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum.
Teraz sytuacja staje się jeszcze groźniejsza.
Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki says that some of about 100 Wagner Group mercenaries were moving closer to the Belarusian city of Grodno near the Polish border that posed a threat. He said it was a situation becoming more dangerous. However, he did not give a source for that information, and the founder of the Belarusian opposition Hajun Project, which monitors military activity in the country, told Reuters News that his group had not seen any evidence of the Wagner Group moving closer to Grodno. A Russian rocket killed one civilian and injured five others in the northeastern city of Sumy late on Saturday. That's according to Ukraine's Interior Ministry. And another two people were killed in Zaporizhia during another missile strike. Meanwhile, the Russian Foreign Ministry says it has received around 30 peace initiatives on the war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of flag-waving Israelis renewed their protest nationwide on Saturday after sundown. It's capping a week of turmoil, which Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed through a highly contested law that limited some Supreme Court power. From remote intersections along the lush hills of northern Galilee to the avenues crisscrossing the financial hub of Tel Aviv, protesters were beating drums, blaring horns, taking to the streets on the hot evening after the Sabbath. The judicial overhaul that's pursued by Netanyahu and his government, the first part of which passed on Monday, has sparked an unprecedented crisis and opened up a deep social divide. The protests are in their 30th week. Efforts in Syria to contain wildfires continued on Saturday in the coastal areas of Mashkita. Wildfires have raged in Syria's coastal region since Wednesday, with high temperatures affecting many countries, also around the Mediterranean. The rising heat, but also erratic rainfall, are among the suspected impacts of climate change already affecting Syria. They have shrunk Syria's wheat crop in recent years down some 75% from a pre-war level of about 4 million tons. A powerful explosion ripped through a fireworks warehouse Saturday in a southern city in Thailand, killing at least 9 people and injuring more than 100, according to a senior official. It said also nearby homes were leveled or damaged. The blast took place in the town of Sungai Kolok on the border province of Narathaiwat, and it's thought to have been caused by a welding during the construction of work on the building. Most U.S. adults say that they do believe in angels. That's according to a new poll. We hear now from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
70% of Americans say they believe in angels, according to an Associated Press NORC Center poll. And only 56% believe in Satan or the devil. One Florida woman surveyed says she isn't even sure if God exists. But after the recent deaths of both parents, she does believe there are angels. A longtime Los Angeles chaplain, Fire Captain Jack Gropper, says it makes sense. People are yearning for something greater than themselves, and angels, he says, are safe to worship. The poll also finds 79% of Americans believe in God or a higher power. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Canadian police say on Saturday 6 people died in a small plane crash west of Calgary in the province of Alberta. The RCMP said the plane with a pilot and 5 passengers took off from Springbank Airport. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.